Next week, the movie based on Doug Stanton's book Horse Soldiers will hit theaters nationwide. It's about a small group of special forces who rode horses to fight the Taliban.
It's a Western with lasers.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. It's an exciting time to be number one New York Times bestselling author Doug Stanton. Earlier this year, the Traverse City native released his third book, Odyssey of Echo Company. And next Friday, a new film based on Horse Soldiers, another one of his books, hits theaters all over the country. The movie is called 12 Strong. It stars Chris Hemsworth and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. And it's about a small group of special forces that go into Afghanistan right after 9/11 to fight the Taliban. They team up with an Afghan warlord, and the soldiers travel around and fight on horseback. Doug says he began looking for a modern-day war story in November of 2001. That's when it was first reported that the U.S. had special forces in Afghanistan.
So I really worked backwards from that. I called the New York press office for the Army in New York, who sent me to Fort Bragg and then Fort Campbell, and thus began this 4 or 5 year journey to meet almost every element involved in this mission, both here and in Afghanistan, including Afghans themselves, to paint this very big story of this otherwise very secret mission.
The movie is called 12 Strong. It stars Chris Hemsworth and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Doug, this is a major motion picture. Big name producer, big name actors. How did this story attract that sort of production?
Well, it's because of Jerry Bruckheimer and Chad Oman and Melissa Reed at Bruckheimer Films. They, as you remember, did Black Hawk Down, which was an important movie about another era and in American history. And the movie exists because Jerry Bruckheimer believed in this kind of story. This is not a story about invading a country, taking it over, and then ruining it. It is a story about America at its best, working to create social change. It's much like a World War II story in that if you think about these guys, the horse soldiers of 12 Strong, being dropped behind enemy lines and creating resistance in an underground movement to overthrow the establishing structure, which is the Taliban, just as we did in Nazi Germany in World War II. So that caught the attention of producers. And Jerry did really carry the day with this when it didn't seem likely that you could make a movie like this. You know, it's funny, people think about the movies as a very large kind of abstract economy, but in the end, all the storytelling comes down to one producer being passionate about an idea. That's what it's about, and those guys are passionate.
Why didn't it seem likely that this sort of story would happen today?
Just within my book, The Odyssey of Echo Company, about Vietnam, you know, when are we ready to hear a story? I think in the middle of Iraq and Afghanistan, when the fighting and the conflict was different, it was news. And this now is really history. And we're looking at 17 years on and at a different point in Afghanistan. It was a historic mission, and it now does seem like history. And I think now the time we're revisiting that thing of almost 2 decades ago. In some ways, it's as if we made one of the first movies about Pearl Harbor 20 years after World War II.
Chris Hemsworth was cast to star in this movie as he plays Captain Mitch Nelson. He's a big name actor. Most people probably associate him with Thor in the Marvel superhero films. I'm wondering, as the writer of the original story that this film is based on, do you worry at all that such a big name might influence the way you or maybe even readers of your book associate with the characters you write about in the book?
No, I think the casting for this was brilliant and really shows the spectrum of who comprises these different special forces teams. Chris Hemsworth plays a U.S. Army Special Forces captain who has to do two things, and did in real life do two things, both be a very physical person out in a very harsh environment, but also to be able to get down in the dirt and tell a human story to the Afghan counterpart Sir, this is what we want to do. These are the aspirations of the U.S. in this moment. What are yours, and how do we do that? That requires a sensitive person. And in the figure of Chris Hemsworth, you have an enormously physical actor with this charismatic presence, but also he is called upon and does brilliantly just that other thing, which is the movie is filled with these quiet moments between himself and the team and the Afghans. And so it's not all a matter of cat and mouse. The movie is not simply a caper where they're chasing each other around the country. I don't know any other actor who could really have pulled it off with the brilliance of Hemsworth, because his performance is really compelling. And the audiences who've seen it, and in the military world as well, have really embraced the movie. So I think it's a great choice.
You said earlier that this film is kind of a Western with lasers. And yeah, it almost feels like it's this extremely outdated sort of type of warfare, or maybe a bit futuristic if you want to look at it in that way. Tell me a little bit about the draw that the horse's involvement had for you in telling this story.
Most of the team did not have experience riding horses, certainly not into combat. And so, however, because of their training in an unconventional manner, they are taught to adapt very quickly. So the reason the horses are important is that they were able to swarm and overwhelm the mechanical machinery of the Taliban weaponry. So imagine a swarm of horses coming across a plain charging at you where you're standing there with your cannon or your tank barrel. Ultimately, you can't adjust quickly enough for the movement of the horses. And that, while it seems like an ancient paradigm, it's a really very modern and futuristic way to think about how you create change, which is if you're able to adapt and change your state of being more quickly than the other person or the problem itself, you actually will overcome that problem. That's a very intellectual kind of idea, but it's embedded deeply into their training and also into the movie.
That was author Doug Stanton. Doug will be at Horizon Books next Thursday afternoon talking about his book Horse Soldiers, which currently sits atop the New York Times bestseller list. Also, the movie that the book is based off, 12 Strong, premieres in theaters all over the country next Friday. More information at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening.